Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Will the Cavs have Darius Garland and Evan Mobley tonight? If there was a night that they had to answer and overcome, tonight is the night. Joe Varden had brought something up, though, yesterday on Afternoon Drive. I can understand this. I can totally understand why the Cavs are this way. This might throw some people off. Cavs got to take on the Pacers last night. Just hear Joe out and let me explain this as best I can. Hit it!
When you think about injury philosophy and how they deal with injuries from team to team, I believe the Cavs to be among the more conservative teams in the league when it comes to injury management. I think that endears them to their players. They give you the room that you need to be healthy before you return. But I want everybody to know that, because when you get to now and you don't have the time to do this, there may not be the experience, I guess, of like having to play through stuff. And so now you've got a situation where whatever happens with Darius Garland tomorrow night, we know he's not right. Mobley, DeAndre, these are new injuries. Donovan, like what he's dealing with, like they're going to have to go. What I'm saying is maybe this team, they aren't as tested when it comes to having to play through the injury. And now they have to.
I understand what Joe's saying. I respect Joe. I also know, like, hey, the Cavs have to be conservative. Their best players are 6'3 and 6'2. I can't have them tough it out all the time. If I lose these guys, then that's it. I mean, I'm sorry. Evan is still a pup. Tell me I'm wrong. Please tell me I'm wrong. Maybe they need to toughen him up. I'm not sure. I don't know if Joe's laying the gauntlet down, but my best players are 6'3 and 6'2, and I have an undersized or at least underweight big man inside. The only guy who seems to be the normal size for an NBA player is Jared Allen. Everybody else, they seem to be either undersized, whether height, weight, both, doesn't matter. And I'm going, I can't. No, I have to be conservative with this. I have to make sure that they're good to go, because if they get banged up, it's not like anybody else getting banged up.
Well, they're also playing for the long haul, right? I mean, we are playing for we're playing for the entire championship to be around the entire time. We know that Donovan Mitchell was considerably banged up last year. I mean, he dropped 50 in a game where he was hobbling around. And you didn't want to be in that situation again. They lost that game, by the way. You don't want to be in that situation again where we're doing what the Knicks had done all year. And I mean, ironically, the Knicks are up 1-0 in their series and we're down a game. I mean, it's incredible. None of this is going to script right now. The Cavs had one of the most perfect regular seasons you're ever going to have. They were healthy. They had the one seed locked up. So home court advantage almost throughout the entire playoffs up until the NBA Finals. And yet we're sitting here staring at a bunch of injuries. Now, they're not season ending, thank God, right? I mean, it could be way worse. You could be dealing with much, much worse, but it doesn't make you feel good because they dropped that first game and we don't know who's going to be available tonight.
You might have said this yesterday, and maybe I was wrong. Maybe I just didn't hear you right, because I should have made a bigger deal about it than what I did. That's my fault. You mentioned 34 minutes being low for Donovan. And I only gave it half a pass, half a glance at you, and then I don't know what we were doing. So that was my fault. 34 minutes for Donovan. I think that Kenny Atkinson could have sat there and think, I'm not going to hit the gas with this guy when I have a 7-game series on my hands here. This is going to be a 6-7 game series, and it could go either way. Now with the other injuries, it can go either way. So if you got a whole series that you have to think of, like, I think Kenny Atkinson is playing the long game. I might have Darius back. Why gas out Donovan Mitchell in game one? I'm not going to gas him out in game one. You disagree, Owen.
Well,
Owen's
it can
mad.
Become the short game real quick.
Well, it can't. Well, I don't think at the time he knew that he was going to lose, maybe possibly lose Evan Mobley and possibly DeAndre Hunter at the time.
Well, yeah.
Well, if you ain't got those
it's
guys.
It's the playoffs. Then, it's time to start playing your best player more than 34
we
minutes
wondered,
a game.
Okay, this but year. If I have him playing 34 minutes and he's clearly gassed, he was gassed in game one.
It's
you can deny that all you want.
Or,
well, I'm sorry, but if every game's going to be a damn blowout, how can I keep him out on the floor the whole time? We bitch because he's out there too much. Now we're bitching that he isn't out there enough.
I agree with that.
So we got to pick a side and we got to go. I'm not yelling at you. I am, but
you are.
I'm not.
I got that for
we
you. Gotta,
we got to pick it. Well, they can't see you giving me the finger over there. I am number one,
so,
damn it.
So
second of all,
did
what?
We not hold on? Did we not kind of celebrate all season the fact that, man, Donovan Mitchell has been a career, 34, 35 minute a night guy in the regular season, and this year 31-4. They scaled back his
right.
minutes and
yeah.
still coasted to the best record in the Eastern Conference.
Yes.
We thought it was a coup. We thought it was incredible coaching by Atkinson.
It was great seeing that as opposed to him getting 42 minutes a night the last 2 years down the stretch and coming in being completely gassed.
Yeah.
And now it looks like he's gassed because he didn't play enough.
I think that he was fine. And I think that Kenny was sitting there going, I'm not going to gas him out and have him playing catch up on Tuesday night just to win game one of a series. It's not game. I think he felt that he has a long series ahead. He knows when Donovan Mitchell was tired. Donovan Mitchell was dog-ass tired at the end of that game, and he only played 34 minutes.
But you said it yourself that game two is now feels like game seven,
because
right?
But I didn't know that
now
yesterday.
Now he's going to play 48 minutes.
But I did not know that yesterday.
You might have to play more than that.
But I didn't know that yesterday.
Overtime.
Okay, like I'll say it a fourth time. I didn't know that yesterday because I didn't know that Evan Mobley was going to be either questionable or doubtful, depending on the sentence that Kenny Atkinson says at the time. He used the word doubtful. I didn't use it. Okay, well, now if Evan's doubtful, now we got, yeah, maybe it was important. But he didn't know that at the time. Here we are.
Well, the 34 minutes, I noted it the night of because I found it interesting. I'm like, damn, in a close game, in a game you absolutely wanted to have that you had a chance to come back and get after you were down the way you were, and he only played 34 minutes. And I look back, and in a non-blowout situation, 34 is the least amount of playoff minutes he's played since his rookie year. But then I thought about it, and I'm like, man, look at the body language. Look at what he's exerting. Those forays to the rim, it's like, man, I can understand why you'd settle for threes because it's tough. Even though they don't have a lot of shot blocking back there, the Pacers were doing a great job of just staying physical for 50 feet, 75 feet.
Did he go 1 of 11 from 3 because he's tired or because he didn't have a shot?
Yeah, I do think a lot of those shots looked in rhythm. It wasn't like he was short-arming them. I'd be surprised if he ever has a three-point shooting night like that in the playoffs the rest of his career, 1 of 11. But at the same time, I do think there will be more of a concerted effort for the entire team, not just Donovan. Turn the corner, go to the basket. These guys do not have an interior presence that can really deny going to the basket. So I do think that's going to be a big adjustment for tonight.
Like, I can't tell them to lay off tonight because tonight it feels like a game seven.